It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the Pacers showing tremendous resilience and resolve after squandering a 24-point lead in the third quarter. The game going into overtime, and then Pascal Siakam with the big three to give them the eventual margin.
You know, and it wasn't our best night. I thought we missed a ton of layups. I thought we had some rebounds with two hands that we didn't get, that we tapped out. So, you know, we just didn't play our best, and Indiana played great. But there's two things, right? You could focus on that, or you could focus on the fact that we just stayed in it.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Joe Mazzulla after the game. Celtics drop their first of the year. They lose it to the Indiana Pacers. Take a victory lap, Andy Hart. You're the only one that had the Pacers as a team for the Celtics to be worried about. You were more worried about them than the Knicks and the Sixers and those type of teams. And
we'll
you ended up being right, at least so far here in the early going. It's the only team to beat them so far. They almost lost to Detroit, but almost doesn't count. They had a big comeback. They almost came back here against this Indiana team. But again, almost doesn't matter. Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and that is not what they were doing last night. A big comeback to erase a 24-point deficit, and they lose in overtime, which I was not expecting. When they got to overtime, I figured they got this. This is over. And that what a typical loss for the Pacers, too, right? They get this big lead, and now here come the Celtics. They crush their dreams at home in Indy, I mean, and now here they come. They're just going to have an easy time in overtime, and they didn't. They end up losing in overtime, first loss of the year. They're still on pace to win a lot of games this season, so I'm not exactly losing it over here or even particularly worried, but not a good game for Jaylen Brown, not a good game shooting in general. And early on, the only thing I could really point to as a potential issue on this team is the defense. The defense doesn't look the same. It looks a little bit different, looks a little softer, looks a little more forgiving. No Porzingis in the middle, which I don't know. I mean, we might not see much of him this year anyway, but that's it. I mean, it's not, so far anyway, it's not the same kind of team defensively.
I also think defense is the hardest thing to muster up when you are human nature
right.
Sets in and you know you're going to be really good and you know you're going to win a lot of games and you know you can probably cruise toward the postseason and, hell, you might be able to cruise toward the number one seed. I don't even know as things play out because you're going to get a key player back in December in Porzingis. But I think this is a good thing in reality for those of us
for them to lose.
Yeah, for those of us that are truly hoping for historic achievements this year, greatest Celtics team, wins record, undefeated at home, whatever. Wiggy's 82-0 is dead.
Yep.
That's the only thing that's been removed from the possibilities. But everything
you didn't put anything down on 82-0, did you?
I did not.
No, okay.
Probably could get some good juice on that.
You learned your 0-17 lesson.
No, yeah, kind of, but not really. I felt better about 0-17 than I would have felt about 82-0.
Fair.
Because it's easier to lose than it is to win.
That's true.
But yeah, last night I thought, you know, it was an off night shooting-wise. There's no doubt about that. Right till the very end. I believe that's going to be off full was Jaylen Brown's last shot. I mean, that thing was hideous. And then you kind of got punked a little bit with the off-the-back thing to come in and didn't really love how the game ended from a visual perspective from a Celtics fan. But no, they're a scrappy team, and they scrapped with you in the postseason, and I think they'll scrap with you every time they play you. And the Celtics' defense is definitely energy, effort, and attitude might be lacking a little bit. I was listening to the game driving home, and that was sort of the criticism on the radio from Max, was like, yeah, you know, they're kind of scuffling a little bit defensively. You're not a lot of defense being played. But I also don't know. I know we talk about them defensively. I think we overrate them defensively, quite honestly.
I agree with that to an extent. I think last year they had great numbers. I mean, their analytics and all that were good. I don't think it was wrong to say that they were a great defensive team, but just to assume that that's going to naturally carry over and no one's going
to
take a step back, or that the intensity is going to be the same, or any of that other stuff, which, by the way, I somewhat attribute to Joe Mazzulla. You want to keep your team intense and
you
want to
fire him too?
I didn't say fire him. I'm just saying he needs to get this team back playing intense defense again. That's his job.
Well, and that's hard to do when you know you're, because that is all.
Fire. What did I say? Fire him.
Well, we did the last segment on firing a Boston coach. I was just rolling from one segment to the next.
Well,
I don't know what
that
we're doing
Boston coach is 500. This guy just lost his first game, so it's a little different. But yeah.
Plus, this coach is coming off a title.
That
guy gags in the postseason.
It's another important factor to consider, I would say, yes.
To the discussion. because I do think when they're on, they can shut down almost anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They can play almost anyone. Like, you see those times where shot clock violations come, where it's just like passing around and the Celtics shut you down. But that's hard to do 82 nights a year, 48 minutes, just keep bringing that energy. Especially, you're off to a good start, you're 4-0. That's why I think this could be a sneaky good, just a little bit of a wake-up call. Because you didn't embarrass yourself. Because I don't want the embarrassment wake-up call, just the, okay, there's teams out there that are going to challenge us.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll challenge us and we'll win. Sometimes they'll challenge us, we'll lose. This one could have been either or, right? You came right down to the... There was no saying you couldn't win this basketball game once you send it to overtime. But I do think this, from a coaching perspective, I think this was a perfect time for a perfect wake-up call to maybe catapult you so that you look back and now you're like, you know, 12-1 or something in a couple weeks.
And there were some things that I liked in this game. The comeback in the fourth quarter, certainly Nemus Keita and the tremendous job he did on the glass. He was awesome on the offensive and defensive glass, I thought. Tillman, I thought, played pretty well. They did wait a while to get Tatum back in the game. I think Mazzulla waited to like the 5-minute mark before he put Tatum back in, which I was a little surprised by. They were still down 14 at the time. Like, that was a bit of a long time to wait. I thought he had kind of waved the white flag at that point. You know, if he's still on the bench, not waved the white flag, but just decided, all right, we're going to ride or die with these backups here. We're not going to go back to Tatum. We're not going to go back to Derek White, I think was the other one who subbed in at the 5-minute mark. I was looking at that and thinking, is he just going to ride this out with the backups? And I was a little bit surprised to see those guys even go in. But they did. And listen, it ended up being a much more exciting finish than it would have been otherwise. 617-779-7937. Ralph is in Cranston with a thought on that very thing. Go ahead, Ralph.
Absolutely. I'm looking at him and say, is he just giving up, or is he just going to try to win this with reserves? He waited way too long to bring Tatum and White back in. Now, I didn't know. I put it on almost just in the fourth quarter. I didn't know Holiday was hurt or whatever he was, but I knew he wasn't playing at that time. But, you know, this is what's going to separate Tatum where he wants to be from where he is, where he wants to be. Now, it's going to be hard to win an MVP title anyway, because he's got so many guys that are going to score. His stats aren't going to be humongous. But those are the kind of games last night, if he wants to be this upper echelon superstar that we know he wants to be, he's got to win those games. He's got to get that ball. And for a while, he was doing it. He's got to get that ball. He's got to score. He's got to make it happen like Bird did, like Magic did, like LeBron did. That's what he has to do. So I'm saying it last night. Now take this game over and win it. Show us that you're that upper echelon. That's what he's going to have to do to really go to, you know, a status where he really wants to be. You know, it's a bad game for them. You know, I thought it was going to be a good loss, but it's a bad game because they should have won it.
Yeah, they should have. And listen, Tatum had 5 points in the last 30 seconds. That three he hit was a dagger. That was a great shot. And the reaction of the Indiana bench was even better at the 14-second mark after Halliburton. So Tatum hits the free throws. He gets fouled by Halliburton. Makes both free throws. Halliburton scores on the other end. And then with 14 seconds left, he just drills one on a nice step back from Peyton Pritchard. Halliburton had a chance at the end. He missed the three, and then they go into overtime, which I thought that momentum was going to carry him right to the victory. But it didn't. You know, listen,
Siakam said no.
Siakam said no.
He was good.
He was bombing threes in that game.
And that last one, which was weird because he was hitting threes, it was almost like Derek White was like a half a step slow to get there, almost like he didn't think he was going to shoot it or didn't take it. I don't know. There was a weird vibe there on his closeout on that three.
He probably thought this guy is 6'10", you know, shooting threes here,
he's
or whatever.
He's shooting threes and he's hitting threes.
Yeah, he's hitting them right in his face. And that was six on the night, I want to say. He had like five or six threes. And this is the Pacers team, by the way. In the regular season last year, gave the Celtics a ton of problems. They beat them in the in-season tournament. They had another win over them. They are a high-scoring, fast-paced team that in the regular season, when you can just go out there and run and gun, the Celtics have a hard time keeping up with. You get to the playoffs and you have to play more of a half-court game. They're not as well equipped to do that. And even still, you said it. I mean, that was a very, very close sweep, I would say.
I feel like going back a couple of years, these Celtics-Pacers games almost always are competitive, come down to the wire. It feels like they've had overtime games a number of times.
Yep.
And like tight games and swings. That's why I don't, they're a team, and maybe that's why I overrate them, quite honestly. Maybe they play the Celtics better than they play the rest of the NBA, and I kind of overrate them based on watching them play the Celtics. But I think they're a scrappy team. Like, don't get me wrong. You should never lose to that team in a seven-game series.
No.
Absolutely should
and
never lose
And they probably
to
never would. But yeah.
No, I don't think they would either. Yeah. And there is, as I mentioned earlier, the philosophical sort of difference. They're not a modern, just going to shoot a boatload of threes kind of team like the Celtics are. But, again, that works nice on a night where Jaylen Brown goes 1 of 11. If you don't have the poor shooting night from the Celtics, I don't know that your style really matters. They outscore you.
Yep, absolutely. They got the Hornets coming up tomorrow. They have the Hornets again the day after that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They finish off this road trip in Atlanta against the Hawks. They should win all three of those games. And then on Wednesday, the 6th, as we're learning who our new president is, wink, it's going to be the return of Steve Kerr to TD Garden as the big motivator of this season to Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum will be in the building. I can't imagine what kind of reaction Steve Kerr is going to get. It's going to be worse than Kyrie, I think. People are going to go hammer time on Steve Kerr.
I don't think it'll be worse than
Kyrie. I think
Kyrie.
It's going to be pretty bad.
Kyrie called out the people in the stands as much as he did any, like the whole city of Boston. This is, you're going to support Tatum and Brown, but it's not personal to you. It's supporting your guys.
I think the fans will take it personally. I think they're going to take it personally.
Oh, I think he's going to get a astounding boo.
And like, I don't think anyone, I'm not saying people are going to throw stuff at him or anything
No.
I have a feeling you're going to hear bleep you Kerr chants and stuff like that. Like it's
probably
gonna be, maybe not worse than Kyrie. It's gonna be similar to Kyrie.
And you also don't have the opportunities. Like every time Kyrie touched the ball was a new ignition of that.
Every time he calls a timeout.
I don't know. Like he's never the focal point really. So I don't know if you can kind of do it more than once or twice.
No, but I think they are going to try and run up that score. And I'm a little concerned about that, by the way. I think that's going to be the first time we'll look at the Celtics team and say, okay, can you keep it within yourself here? If you're 1-for-11, Jaylen Brown, but you're upset that you didn't get put on the team, are you going to just keep chucking or are you going to defer? Same with you, Jason Tatum. If it's not your night, and in the latest two games, Tatum did not have a good game against Milwaukee, and Brown didn't have a good game last night. And they were able to still, I think, and they didn't win last night, but despite Brown's bad shooting, they were able to run their offense. Both of those guys out there looking for blood, trying to make a statement there against Steve Kerr or whatever, I could see that going a little sideways.
Sure.
I could see that going left.
But they've also proven, both of them over the years, sometimes when they have a bee in their bonnet, they end up with like 14 points in the first quarter.
True.
Like they've both shown the ability to channel that towards putting the ball in the basket.
Yep, they certainly have. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. Here is Stiz with what's trending. When we come back, The World Series over. Yankees eliminated. Mookie Betts' world, and we're all just living in it. That's coming up after Stiz. Get you caught up on what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending this hour on WEEI and WEEI.com. Patriots, they're back on the practice field today as they continue to get ready for their Week 9 game against the Titans on the road this Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m. 13 players were limited yesterday during practice, including quarterback Drake May, who still remains on the concussion protocol. We spoke with Tommy Curran just a few minutes ago. Here's what he had to say on Drake May's return.
Just based upon, Christian, the way he's trending, I would kind of expect him to play using Brock Purdy, who suffered a concussion earlier this year, kind of as a guide. He sustained it on a Monday night, and I think he was ready to go on a Sunday, having been cleared on a Saturday.
Let's go. Celtics suffered their first loss of the season last night. They lost to the Pacers 135-132 in Indiana. The Jays combined for 62 points. Tatum put up 37, Brown 25, but it just wasn't enough. Celtics will remain on the road for back-to-back games against the Hornets. First game tomorrow night, tip-off at 7 p.m. from the Spectrum Center. The Bruins, they're in Carolina tonight. They'll be taking on the Hurricanes. Puck drops at 7 p.m. from the Lenovo Center. Jeremy Swayman will get the start in net for your Boston Bruins. And the Dodgers clinched their eighth title in franchise history after they beat the Yankees 7-6 in the Bronx last night. Dodgers pitcher Daniel Hudson announced his retirement just minutes after the game, saying, quote, "The only reason I came back was to go out on top." I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoon show with Arkan and Hart coming up.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.